T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM this half hour. Police in Buffalo Grove say they're looking now for the man they believe shot and killed his ex-wife and her husband in the parking garage of the couple's condo over the weekend. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with the latest on the search and the suspect.
Lisa, Police Chief Stephen Casteven says Anatoly Ermak shot and killed his ex-wife Natalia Ermak and her husband Roman Freed in the garage on Lake Boulevard in Buffalo Grove.
The suspect was then seen leaving the parking garage. The suspect was identified as Anatoly Ermak, 64 years old, who we know last resided in Minnesota.
Stevens says Anatoly Ermak talked with the couple before shooting them at close range and leaving the garage through a side door. Stevens says it was a targeted attack, but he says the motive remains unclear. Police say Anatoly Ermak could be driving a white Nissan Versa hatchback with a Florida license plate. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Two families anxious over the whereabouts of their loved ones received some gut-wrenching news from Chicago police this morning. A car pulled out of Lake Michigan at DeSable Harbor contained the bodies of Joseph Ramos and Antonio Lemon. Antonio's mother, Catalina.
I just wanted to thank everyone, everybody, all the family, friends that helped us, anybody that helped us share the word out there. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
The two friends were last seen early Sunday leaving a nightclub in River North. The medical examiner's office has scheduled autopsy.
And just into WBBM, a student at DePaul University has just made his first appearance in a federal courtroom in Chicago, accused of providing material supportive of the Islamic State. The Tribune reports prosecutors say 20-year-old Thomas Osadzinski designed a computer program that would make it easier for ISIS propaganda to be accessed and spread via social media. He'll be back in court on Friday.
Some high school students from Naperville who were disciplined after the school said they were racially behind insensitive or racially insensitive internet posts can find themselves in even more trouble.
Naperville police said in a statement they initiated a hate crime investigation after becoming aware of an internet post involving two Naperville Central high school students. The post showed a black student and said slave for sale. The principal said in an email to parents, the sentiment displayed is not reflected of NCHS. It says we hold our students accountable. Accountable for their behavior, which includes appropriate disciplinary consequences. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the Lightfoot administration next year will start charging hundreds of churches, schools, and other non-for-profit groups for garbage pickup. And some aldermen are not happy about it.
City rules say many nonprofits should be paying something for city trash collections, but Streets and Sanitation Commissioner John Tully says an inspector general's audit showed that hasn't been happening.
It basically said that the department was not following the municipal code by providing service for the not-for-profits and charging.
The administration's attempt to correct that earned the resistance of Alderman Raymond Lopez and Deborah Silverstein.
I have many, many not-for-profits in my ward, and I'm sure there are many throughout the city of Chicago, especially those with under the $1 million of assets that will have a financial burden.
An attempt to vote the provision down failed at City Hall. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9.
For the first time in more than 40 years, Carroll Stream residents will pay a village property tax.
A $3.8 million levy adopted by trustees will cost the owner of a home on average $232 annually in property taxes to the village starting in May 2020. A new funding source was needed, according to the Daily Herald, to make up for slumping sales tax revenue and to help pay for rising police pension costs and a 5-year infrastructure plan. Opponents say the village has not done enough to decrease operating costs or attract new businesses. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The search for two missing men ended tragically this morning when their car was located at the bottom of DeSable Harbor.
Family and friends of 21-year-old Tony Lemon and 22-year-old Joey Ramos had been out searching for them, retracing their steps after they failed to return from a night out on Saturday. This morning, they came to the lakefront where police traced one of the men's cell phones and the car was located. Police said a surveillance camera captured the car going into the harbor at the end of Randolph Street early Sunday morning next to the ship that serves as the Columbia Yacht Club. On the lakefront, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.